A folk tale. Stone soup. Long ago, there was a small village near a long road. The village was quiet and clean. The houses were small, with wooden doors and small windows. People in the village worked hard every day. They grew vegetables, baked bread, and took care of animals. But the villagers had one problem. They did not like to share. They were afraid of hunger. They were afraid of winter. They were afraid of having nothing tomorrow. So everyone kept their food at home. Everyone closed their doors at night. One cold evening, a traveler came to the village. He was tired. His clothes were old, and his shoes were broken. He carried a small bag. He had no food and no money. The traveler walked slowly to the first house. He knocked on the door and said kindly, "Good evening. I am very hungry. Can you give me a little food?" The door opened a little. A woman looked at him. "I have no food," she said, and closed the door. The traveler went to the next house. "Please," he said, "I only need a little bread." "No," said a man. "We must save our food." House after house, the answer was the same. No food. No help. No sharing. The traveler felt tired, but he did not feel angry. He stood in the middle of the village and looked around. Then he smiled and had an idea. He walked to the village square. There was an old fireplace there. Near it, he found a big empty pot. He filled the pot with water from the well. Then he took a small stone from his pocket. It was round and clean. He washed the stone and put it into the pot. Soon, he made a fire under the pot. The water began to get warm. People noticed him. They stopped and watched. A child asked, "What is he doing?" A woman came closer. "Why do you put a stone in water?" she asked. The traveler smiled and said, "I am making stone soup." "Stone soup?" The woman laughed. "That is not real." "Oh yes," said the traveler. "Stone soup is very good. It warms the body and makes people happy." The villagers were curious. They stayed and watched. The water began to boil. The traveler tasted the soup with a spoon. He said, "It is good. But it would be better with a little salt." A man in the crowd said, "I have some salt at home." He went quickly and came back with salt. He put it into the pot. The traveler smiled. "Yes, much better," he said. "But stone soup is best with vegetables." A woman said, "I have one potato." Another said, "I can bring an onion." Soon, potatoes, onions, and carrots were added to the pot. The soup began to smell nice. More villagers came. They felt hungry. The traveler stirred the soup slowly. "This soup is good," he said. "But a little cabbage would make it even better." A woman ran home and brought cabbage. Another brought beans. Someone added herbs. Now the pot was full. The fire was warm. The soup smelled wonderful. Children smiled. People talked. They forgot their fear. The traveler tasted the soup again. "This is a very good soup," he said. "But a small piece of meat would make it strong." The villagers were quiet. Meat was important. Then an old man stepped forward. "I have a small piece of meat," he said. "We can share." He added it to the pot. The soup was now rich and full. The traveler stirred it one last time. "Stone soup is ready," he said. The villagers brought bowls and spoons. They sat together around the fire. Everyone ate. Everyone smiled. The soup tasted wonderful. After the meal, the traveler stood up. He took the stone from the pot, washed it, and put it back into his pocket. A child asked, "Did the stone make the soup?" The traveler smiled and said clearly, "No. You made the soup." The villagers looked at each other. Then the traveler said the words they never forgot, "If everyone gives a little, everyone can eat." The village was quiet. People understood. That night, the traveler slept near the fire. In the morning, he prepared to leave. The villagers came to say goodbye. "Thank you," they said. "You taught us something important." The traveler smiled and walked away. From that day, the village changed. People shared more. Doors opened more often. No one was afraid anymore. And the stone? It was only a stone. But the lesson stayed forever.